Hi, everyone. Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs Radio, and I'm your host, Deborah Bailey. Really glad that you could join me today. And wherever you're listening to this show, it's the archive of shows going back to 2008 is on blogtalkradio.com/coachdeb. And if you come there, you can download shows from there. You can listen to the shows. So there's many entrepreneurs who have stopped by and shared their journeys and given advice and talked about their products and services. So please make sure that you stop by and check the show out. And also, it is also on iTunes now, so you can go to iTunes, and if you listen to podcasts there, you can do a search and find the show and subscribe and download from there as well. So there's other ways that you can listen in. Also, the blog, Women Entrepreneur Secrets, blogspot.com is also a place where we have a lot of articles, announcements, and things of interest to women entrepreneurs, so make sure you stop by there as well. Also, expanded bios of the show guests are there as well. Sometimes you can't fit them all in at Blog Talk Radio. There's a limit sometimes to what you can, how long you can post, but there we usually will have everything, or if a guest is offering any kind of special offer or something like that, then that will also be on the blog. And if you have any articles that you are interested in posting, or if you have a book and want to have a written Q&A, or you want a review or something of that sort, then there's a Contact Us button on the blog, or you can email me contact@dbaileycoach.com, either way, and ask for guidelines for the blog, and we'll let you know what the things that we're looking for to have posted there. And also, that's a good way to reach out if you're interested in being a guest on the show. Also, if you want to find out more about me, you can go to my site, deborahabailey.com, and it's the E-B-O-R-A-H, Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, .com. And also, if you go there, you can find out more about different things I'm doing, and I'm also an author and have some fiction, nonfiction books out there, so that's information you can find out on there, and other things I've been up to. So that's the one-stop shop now, finally consolidated on my website, so that's one place you can go. And also one more place, Facebook, facebook.com/womenentrepreneurs. You can stop by there. You can like the show, and also there's links there to listen to the show from the Facebook page as well. So that's another place that you can stop by. And if you have any questions or anything about the show, or anything that you've heard, most definitely stop by there and leave a post. That'd be great. Okay, so we're going to get started with my guest today, and it's Monique Rodriguez, and she's the CEO of Mayel Organics, a hair and skin care company that uses all natural ingredients. As a mother and registered nurse, Monique developed a passion for healthy living and was determined to share her knowledge and enthusiasm about growing and maintaining hair. In just 8 months, Monique's company has amassed over 100,000 clients worldwide, and she's working to continuously grow Mayel Organics into a household name and keep up with the company's mission to empower, educate, and excite. So welcome, Monique. I'm really glad to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. I'm really blessed and thankful for this opportunity to be here. So thank you.
Oh, certainly. I'm always excited to have entrepreneurs come on and share what they're doing and really, you know, give their story and talk about their products, because there's people listen and they're looking for new things, or also really looking to be inspired as well, whether they are starting a business or in business. And, they, you know, it can be a lonely life sometimes if you don't interact with other folks who have that mindset. And it's a good place for people to see that. So, you know, why don't you share with us what your journey has been to bring you to this place you're at now?
Okay, so, well, my journey of entrepreneurship, obviously, is not an easy journey, and it's still not easy. So, you know, it's a lot of trial and error and bumps in the road. But I will say that, you know, anything that's worth having is not easy. And if it was easy, then everybody would be doing it.
Exactly.
So that's the motto that I go by. So I got into you know, entrepreneurship, like I said, it wasn't easy. I came from a family, a household where I was taught that, you know, you go to school, you go to college, and then after you graduate college, you get a 9-to-5. So, and that's exactly what I did was I, you know, was a good girl, went to school, went to college, graduated from college, and, you know, I got into the 9-to-5. I worked as a registered nurse. I graduated from nursing school at the age of, so, you know, still young, still trying to find myself and not really knowing, you know, what I wanted to do. So, you know, after working as a nurse for about a year or so, I realized, like, you know, is this what I'm going to do until I'm 65 and I retire? And, you know, my future, I didn't want to see that. I'm like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. So, you know, I started, you know, just searching for other things to do. Like, I did a lot of direct sales. Like, I tried to get into the direct sales business. I even thought about starting my own nursing agency myself because I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur and I've always wanted that independence and that autonomy to do my own thing. So that's always been in me, but, you know, like I said, at the age of 22, you kind of really don't understand, and the mindset that I had at that age was, well, I don't have the means, I don't have the financial means to start a business, I didn't go to business school, I went to nursing school, I don't come from a family of entrepreneurs, so how am I going to be one?
Right.
So I was kind of like, you know, stuck in between that place of, you know, not really knowing how to become an entrepreneur, but just always wanting and yearning to be one. And to me, what woke me up and what gave me the vision to tap into that side of me of being an entrepreneur was, you know, I went through a tragic event in my life and tragedy hit me, which I wouldn't want tragedy to hit anyone for them to wake up and follow their dreams. But that's just my story and that's what happened to me. And, you know, I felt that if I died and I went to heaven and, you know, God said, I had all this waiting for you, but you chose not to follow that path because you were scared, you were doubting yourself, you had fear, you had anxiety, and you didn't believe in yourself. And, you know, I just want to live my life with no regrets and say that, you know, at least I tried. So that's what woke me up, and I said, you know what, I'm going to find the courage. I'm just do it. I'm just go out on faith. I'm going to believe in myself because I feel that if God gave me the vision and put it in me, that he can bring it out of me. So that's what kind of made me tap into the entrepreneurship and just really just step out on faith and just find something that I was passionate about and just go for it.
Wow. That's a tremendous story. And I think a lot of people don't listen to that call inside of them because they're afraid or they never have that point in their life, the turning point that many people hit that makes them change and open up their mind and realize I have been ignoring what I felt for too long, you know, and you have that changed your life. So, you know, once you made that decision, is there a reason that you said, okay, I'm going to go into the healthy hair and skin? Is that something that you were attracted to because of being a nurse and health, or were there other reasons?
Well, and see, that's the thing. When I say follow your passion, a lot of the times what we're passionate about is things that, you know, we love doing as a child. And I can look back as a child, like, I was always obsessed with beauty and hair. Like, that's something that I've always wanted to be in anyway because I'm passionate about, you know, having, I was always obsessed with, like, long, healthy hair. So, like I said, I had to, like, really tap into what do I love to do or what am I passionate about? And I feel that my nursing skills, my background in science, is what helped me to collaborate those two together to create a hair care line that is not only affordable but also healthy, because I do understand the health aspect of what we put on our skin is being absorbed in our bloodstream. So I think that I became a nurse for a reason. He took me down that path for a reason to bring me to this path where I'm at now.
That's a great way to look at it, and it makes sense. You never know the things that you learn along the way that you're going to need at some point. And all of those things help you to be who you have to be so that you can do what you have to do.
Exactly. I really believe it.
Yes, that's perfect. So it sounds as though you have so many terrific products and the care that you put into this. I mean, was it hard to really start, you know, when you're starting out and you just take that first step, was it really hard to say, okay, I'm going to put these things together and this is my vision for where I'm going, or were these things already kind of going on in your head since this is something you were always into?
It was kind of always just going on inside my head. Like,
uh-huh.
It's always that, you know, that little voice in the back that you're ignoring. It's always been there.
Yes, definitely. Because it just seems as though, you know, knowing that you are using the different natural things, herbs, and knowing about how these things come together and how they work with people and their bodies and wanting to be healthy. You know, did you have to call on any experts, or did you have to go to find the different ingredients that you use? You know, was that a challenging journey, let's say, to bring together all those elements for you to start your business, or were you kind of, you know, seeking those out as you went along? Because sometimes people are doing that. They're keeping an eye on these different trends and products and ingredients. Uh-huh. Did you already have that going on, or when you started, did you have to, now I got to start to find these things?
No, I do a lot of research, and, like, I can stay on the Internet and I can surf the web all day just reading
uh-huh.
about stuff. So
uh-huh.
what I would do is I would study really different cultures, and
mm-hmm.
one culture, in fact, was the Indian and the Chinese culture, and
mm-hmm.
because if you look at them, they have beautiful hair,
mm-hmm.
and I would just read about, you know, just the different herbs and ingredients that they use in their hair. So I always knew that in the back of my mind that when I create products, I want to use what they're using, because obviously what they're using is good because their hair looks it looks
mm-hmm.
nice. So that's what made me get into, like, the, you know, wanted to use, like, a lot of herbs and a lot of natural ingredients in the product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. Definitely see where the people have the right, you know, the hair and the textures and everything that you're looking for, and just really start there and just work your way back. That makes a lot of sense, because you have a starting point, you know, and what you were saying before about listening to the voice that you want to, you know, follow. A lot of times people are like, well, I don't know where to begin. I don't know who to talk to. And as you were saying, it sounds like doing a lot of research was a way that helped you to get started, to know how are you going to bring it all together. But does that make sense?
Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
it totally makes sense, because, like I said, I went in this business, you know, head on, because I had no one to talk to.
Right.
I had no one to give me advice or tell me
uh-huh.
which way to go. I had to learn all this myself, and
mm-hmm.
it's from reading and self-educating myself, because I wouldn't recommend you start any business without making yourself first knowledgeable, because it's a lot
mm-hmm.
of hard work.
Yes.
And
yes.
if you go in not, you know, doing the research thoroughly, then,
mm-hmm.
I mean, not going to get too far. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, and I'm sure you know, a lot of people just jump out there and they don't research anything. They don't understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, they don't take the time up front to prepare themselves. They just jump, and then they find out sometimes that they're floundering because they didn't expect things to be
right.
the challenge that it is for you to really get things off the ground. So, you know, you have quite a few celebrity endorsements and things. How hard was that for you to get those?
Well, it's quite challenging, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, when celebrities endorse your product, you want to make sure, or they have to make sure that they like them. So they're
mm-hmm.
not just going to, like, some people may see it and say, oh, they're just endorsing, they don't really like them.
Right.
They're not going to endorse something that they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to absolutely mm-hmm. love the product for them to put their faith behind it, because you have to realize they are seeing, people are millions of people are seeing them, and
yes.
their face is mm-hmm. a lot of places. So they're not going to put their face on anything and represent something that they don't use, they don't like. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's kind of like when you send them products, it's like you're crossing your fingers, you're praying and hoping, oh, I hope they like these products.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, if they don't like something, they're not going to endorse it. So that can be a little
mm-hmm.
challenging as well.
And so obviously, you know, for the endorsement that you have, that shows that, that they seriously like your product, because as you said, it's not easy. And I think some people may think that it is, you know, because sometimes you hear that in business circles. I'm sure you do as well, that people think it's just so simple. You know, I'll just send this person this thing or whatever they're going to do.
Yeah.
And they don't realize what you have to do, and you really have to have the right product and a good product, and know what you're doing and have confidence in that. So why don't you share some of the products that you have in your line?
So some of the products that I currently have now, and I'll just start by like our most popular products, which is the number one is our Advanced Healthy Hair Formula, which is a natural hair vitamin supplement. So that's made with natural ingredients. It's a multivitamin as well. It's filled with ingredients that not only help hair growth, but it also helps healthy skin and nails and overall immune system support. So that's our bestseller. Then we have our mint almond oil, which is a an all-natural lightweight oil that also helps promote hair growth and stimulate the follicles from the outside. So you have your vitamins that are taking care of your hair and helping hair growth from the inside, but you also have our mint almond oil, which is helping stimulate growth on the outside. So in our next product, we have our Babassu oil and mint deep conditioning treatment, and that is a protein moisture replenishing treatment. What people sometimes don't realize is our hair needs protein and moisture. It needs a balance, because you can have too much protein and then you can have too much moisture. But this deep conditioner is a perfect balance. So it not only gives your hair the moisture that it needs, but it also gives your hair the protein, which gives our hair the structure. And we need structure and strength in order to have healthy hair growth. So that's our next selling item. And we also have a children's hair formula, which is I wanted to have like a multivitamin that helps hair growth as well for children, because a lot of kids, you know, they don't necessarily have the hair loss like adults, because we do a lot more to our hair than children do. So I just wanted something simple. It doesn't have all the ingredients as our adult formula, because some of the ingredients in the adult formula can be a little potent for children. So I wanted to keep it simple with them, but still have something healthy that supports their immune system and also helps with hair growth. So that's our children gummy vitamin. And then we have our honey detangling co-wash, which is just a cleansing conditioner. It doesn't spud. It doesn't lather up like soap does. It's just a cleansing conditioner that, you know, helps retain the moisture and cleanses your hair of natural products. So if you don't use natural products, the product won't work for you, because it's just to cleanse of, you know, natural products. And our next product is our, we had two new products that just recently came out, and one is our avocado hair milk, which is a daily moisturizer. You can use that. It's like a hair lotion. It's a thicker consistency, and you can use that as like a styling agent, or you can use that as like a daily moisturizer for your hair every day. And it also, we have a organic peony leave-in conditioner that's a spray that you can see your hair, and you can use that as a daily refresher as well. And also after you wash, deep condition your hair, you want to use a good leave-in, because that helps protect the hair. And also if you choose to apply heat to your hair, a leave-in protects, acts as a heat protectant. So those are our products that are currently out now. We'll have a shampoo that will be coming out in the next upcoming week. I know my customers have been asking, you know, when's your shampoo coming out? It's coming out. It's just, it takes a lot of time, because it has to absolutely be perfect before I launch anything. So it's coming out soon. So those are the products that we currently have right now.
Wow, that's a nice selection. And everything sounds wonderful with those descriptions and, and everything. They really do sound like, wow, that's very healthy. And you know, you could just imagine how wonderful everything must feel when you when you apply it. But, you know, do you find right now that more people are more interested in having healthier hair and skin? It just seems like I hear it more than I may have before. You know, I know a lot of people have done things to their hair in the interest of fashion and style, but it looks like I'm hearing much more now about health and really trying to get it right. Do you feel that that's what's going on these days?
Yeah, I do, because I think that people are starting to realize that a lot of the chemicals and things that we do to our hair is very damaging to our hair. And, you know, a woman's hair is our crown and glory. You know, if we have good hair and our hair looks good, we feel like we can conquer the world. So if we're using products that's damaging our hair and taking out our hair and our edges, you got to eliminate something out of the equation and figure out, you know, what's going on and try to incorporate more healthier products. And that's exactly what I did, because I was at a point where, you know, my hair was probably, you know, my bra strap around that area. And it didn't grow any longer than that. And I used to, you know, apply a lot of heat, and I used to, you know, color my hair and, you know, do all the things that young girls do to our hair. And but I was wondering why it wouldn't grow, or I would cut it, it wouldn't grow. So I just eliminated what I was doing and tried to incorporate more natural stuff and more organic stuff into my hair regimen, and my hair, it sprouted like weeds. So,
yes, so I saw the picture, and it's so long. I was like, wow, she's really she's really walking the talk here. So, you know.
Thank you.
That's for sure. But that, and then that's so important. I think that's another thing in terms of being an entrepreneur, you know, because I think a lot of times people thought that, well, I could present a product or a service, and I didn't really have to be that, you know, be that representative for it. I could just say one thing and do another. But I feel that now people really want, if you're presenting a product, especially you talking health and beauty, that you are really living in that way, or you know, you're an example of that. You're not just saying, well, here's my product, and you know, I'm going to hide behind that image. So it just seems like there's a lot of changes going on for entrepreneurs and how you present yourself and the products, and people just seem to want more of people being authentic and being real about what they're presenting, and not put junk out there and things that's going to hurt you, which I think is really good, that people seem much more aware now of what they want to use on their body, you know. So why don't you let everybody know where they can find you and your products?
So you can find the products. We have an online web-based store, and it's www.mielleorganics.com, and that's M-I-E-L-L-E, organics.com. And also our Instagram page is at mielleorganics. And then you can find us and like us on Facebook at Mielle Organics LLC.
Great. So, you know, you have, you know, your business has exploded and things are going great. You know, would you have thought that you would have this type of success right now when you make it decide, okay, I'm going to take this step? Is this what you envisioned, or you know, were you not quite sure how things were going to go at first?
I did envision that it would be successful. I knew it from the very beginning, because, like I said, I felt that, like, God, he's speaking to me and he's telling me this, to do it. Now, as fast as it did take off, I didn't expect it to take off as fast, but I feel that that's just God saying, well, you asked for it, I'm going to bless you more. I'm going to bless you more abundantly than what you ever asked for. So
exactly.
You know, I'm taking it all in.
Wow. And that's true, and that's the confidence that I feel that people have to have when they're stepping out, usually stepping out in faith, because if you don't have the confidence, a lot of times people will fail because they just don't believe in that dream and they don't think they can do it. And then, you know, everything just kind of goes down because the entrepreneur has to have that confidence and has to have that belief, even when you don't know what the next step is.
Exactly.
It's going to be. So what's your vision for the future of your company?
Well, my vision is that, you know, Mielle Organics will become a household name that, you know, we've already have over 200,000 customers. We're operating in 87 countries. So I want Mielle Organics to be a household name in 87 countries and all over the world. And I just want to, you know, spread the word and just help excite and educate and empower women about just healthy hair overall, because at the end of the day, I feel that it's bigger than, you know, the hair products. I mean,
right.
We want to help educate. I don't want to just sell you a product and say, okay, here you go, see you later.
Mm-hmm.
I want to educate women and, you know, help this movement of just living a healthier lifestyle and just having a mindset that what you put in, you get out. So
mm-hmm.
if you're putting toxins and things in your body and on your body, that's what you're going to get out. So
mm-hmm.
it's bigger than a hair product. It's about empowering and inciting and educating, which is, you know, our mission statement. So full name that, you know, people all over the world know about Mayel Organics and what we stand for. What
mm-hmm.
we stand for is more important than anything.
Exactly.
And that we're God, you know, a company led by God. So
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, that's what I want everyone to understand, and I want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm. And as we, once again, you know, it's having the integrity, because that is often lacking in
yeah.
many companies
yeah.
and in many circles, and people get frustrated with that, and they want something that they can really believe in, and especially something that you're using in your body. On your body,
mm-hmm.
you know, you want to feel you can trust it. So, you know, that's really important. And I think for any entrepreneurs listening, it's really important to have that belief and that statement and say, this is what we stand for, and that's what people are going to respond to. So, you know, I think
mm-hmm.
those, you know, very powerful words. So how is it, you know, your mom, your wife, is the family involved with the business?
Oh, yeah. I have two daughters and my husband, and they're very much involved. My two daughters, you know, they're already the young CEOs of the company. So they're learning, and I tell them, you know, learn now, because I want to give them an opportunity that I didn't have growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to set the foundation for them now, because I want them to see this. I want them to witness how you build a company from the ground up. And,
right.
yeah, maybe it might be easier for them. But they'll see that, you know, mommy worked hard for this,
mm-hmm.
and because I put my heart and soul in this, and, you know, they see the blood, sweat, and tears. So, you know, I just want to be a great example for them. And then, of course, my husband, who's behind the scenes, who helped me a lot tremendously with, you know,
mm-hmm.
growing the business and getting the business off the ground, because he's like a technical guy, so he helps in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my family, and then, of course, the support of my mom and my parents and everyone's supportive. So, you know, it's hard to balance, but when you have a good support system, it makes it a whole lot easier.
Yes, definitely. That's another important point to make, that people think they have to. Sometimes they may feel they have to do it alone or they can't ask for help. And a lot of times women will take on so much and feel like you
mm-hmm.
can't burden the family, you can't burden this one, and you try to do it all, and you really can't. And I think, you know, the entrepreneur who sees that they have to rely on the support systems and build that up are the ones that have more success and probably much less burnout, because you really can't
mm-hmm.
do it alone. You can't do it all.
Yeah,
so,
no,
you know, we have like a little over a minute left. This has gone by so fast. But do you have any other, you know, thoughts or anything you'd like to share around entrepreneurship and building your business?
The best advice that I can, you know, share with everyone is to, you know, ignore those voices in your head that's telling you you can't do it, or you can't
yeah.
do it because of certain circumstances. You know, you have to rise up and face and come against adversity, because the journey to entrepreneurship, you're going to have the rocks thrown at you. You're going to have bumps in the road. You're going to face a lot of challenges. But at the end of the day, those who say, I'm not going to give up, are the ones that succeed. And, you know, I'm in it to win it, and I'm not giving up, and those are the people that succeed. So I would just say that, you know, if it's your dream, it's your passion, follow it. You know, have faith, because if God puts a vision in you, he'll bring it out of you. And I feel that miraculous things will happen, and he will put certain people in your life, and he will order your steps to make whatever you're dreaming or whatever your passion is come to life.
Mm-hmm.
And also I would say to, you know, whatever your dreams and your goals are, to write it down, make a vision card together and pray on it and watch God work.
That's perfect. That's perfect. I definitely can't add anything to that, because that was perfect, very well said. And I'm sure that anyone listening who's an entrepreneur who may feel like, I got to get my energy going there, and or anybody thinking of starting a business, really just listen and take it in and listen again and again if you have to, because that's some good advice right there. So we're at the end of the show already, Monique. I want to thank you so much for joining me. This has been just wonderful, and I'm really excited for you, and congratulations on all your success, and I know this is just really the beginning for you. This is great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, everyone, I know you enjoyed this show, and please make sure that you share this on social media, share it with your friends, listen again and again, check out Monique's products and her website, and, just taking all the advice that she gave and her story that she shared with you. Definitely, we all always need support, and as we're going out in the world, it's always good to hear what other people have been through and how they can encourage us. So once again, it's been Women Entrepreneurs Radio with your host, Deborah Bailey. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll talk to you again next time. Bye-bye now.